Rosh says in Kufi Gimel, which we touched on the last time, Habitain Belovko Kina, to not have Kina in your heart, Shazahi Ra'a Chayla, She'ema Rafua, because it's an illness which doesn't have a Rafua. Once it starts, it's extremely difficult to eradicate, to get it out of a person. And the Rosh is saying that a person shouldn't let it take root to start with. Revised share of the from Sobotka. There's a sefer which came out, I don't know, was reprinted in the time his skufa called Teshuvah Nefesh. Actually, it was from earlier. It was reprinted a sefer called Teshuvah Nefesh. He wrote a hakdama to Teshuvah Nefesh, somewhat different importance of working on midas, etc. So the example he gave was kina. He says that kina, it's a person, let's say a person feels he's missing something. He says, a person's thinking about how much he doesn't have something, etc., whatever it is, be it mida, be it something concrete, an object, whatever it is. And at that, while he's thinking about it, pops in his mind a picture of the fact that so-and-so has it. He says, that moment is the root of the concept of kina. It hasn't taken root yet, it's just starting. So that's when you have to catch it. You have to nip it at that moment before it takes root in the person. So the person waits till it gets inside of him and eats the person up. The pasuk says, Reka batzamas kina. It withers a person's bones. So Volba has, in the Kudah we talks about, in Al-Shaq al-Galuk, we talks about that the optimism of the person, whenever a person is jealous, but he's focusing on what he doesn't have and what he's missing, and what if somebody else does have? That's the nakuda of, so the obvious of the person, that which I am, that's what I am, I feel is lacking, it's nothing to it. It's an extremely difficult problem, he points out, in a yeshiva context, because you're with people constantly. It's not like, you know, a person goes to school or whatever it is, and then he goes back home. Back home, you know, he's God's gift to mankind. Well, you know, can do no wrong. He's got his mother there telling him he's wonderful. His father there telling him, good Yiddish mama. Ah, mein Kind, du bist das Eichigwaldig. You know, right? So he feels good. Right? That's his yeshiva. So he has mileage. He also has things that he doesn't. There's one guy's a little bit quicker than him in Havana. One guy's a little bit, always has a good line to say. And one fellow, everybody has a mileage. And he also has mileage. But you're constantly rubbing against these people. You're constantly minded about what you don't have. And it builds up in a person long, more and more and more. One day you feel like, you know, what am I? And this guy gets depressed. The guy gets, you know, he's umgesetzt, right? You know, another thing gets umgesetzt. I guess that's just a hit. He got hit over the head with something. And the truth is, Rav Kautzel writes in a place that the Kura Bali Musar is they get you coming and going. So Kautzel writes in a place. Mr. Ben Yadner talks about if a person feels bad if somebody's in Masiach in Torah and Yireh Shemayim, the person is very upset at him. This person is serving me, that person is serving me and doing very nicely, etc. You feel bad about it. You should be happy the person is being served by his servant. So Ben Yadner has very nice things to say about such a person. He says, if you're sitting in yeshiva and the guy next to you is in Masiach and it doesn't bother you, you're not a Ben Torah B'chal. The reason why it doesn't bother you is because it's not important to you. You don't care. Things that you care about, you are bothered that somebody else is doing better than you. Tells you don't care. If it does bother you, then it says you're a terrible person. So you can't win. You know, you're going to stuff. If it doesn't bother you, you're an oishwarf, it's total oishwarf. If it doesn't bother you, you're going to burn a Gehenna. So now what? So there's nothing left in the middle. So a person has to be aware that these things are valuable, these other things are important, these things are significant. But you can't just look at what he has. One of the clues, I think, that I used to talk about something called looking over the shoulder syndrome. Don't look at somebody else. You have your own miles, your own concerns, and you have your goal in life you have to accomplish. And Russian gave you exactly what you need to be successful in that. Yes, there are people which are very much, the reality is that in any institution which you're going to be, I don't care how big it is, it's 50 bucks, it's 500 bucks, it's 1,000 bucks, there's only one guy who's going to be the best at X. And only one guy is doing best at Y, and only one guy is doing best at Z. That's reality. And the remaining 49 or 499 or 4,000 are going to be not the best. We don't expect to be the best at everything. We expect to be that, you know, we're trying to be, we look at what we do have. And so the challenge of looking over the shoulder is a very dangerous thing. Because we tend to these things which are important to us, like the Kotzel says, you know, these things that really are important to us, they do matter to us, we do want to be successful, and we see someone else as being more successful than me. So at that moment, the Yitzchak says, you know, his obsession doesn't hurt me. I once heard there was a Yigamon and tells that he was older than me. I used to live with him for a while. And he told me, I don't understand Kina. I don't understand how to be jealous, you know, so bad as somebody else would be Matsiyah, but more I'm learning than you. He says, this fellow's a very spiritual guy, you'll see what I mean in a second. He says, if he's not Matsiyah, it means there's more Kedusha in these matters, there's more learning in these matters. So I don't know, it'll just help me, it won't make me worse, it'll make it better for me. So why should I feel bad? He told me, I just don't understand it. I said, well, you know, I do understand it. I wasn't going to try and explain to him. Like, no, I'll explain to you why. You know, go, you know, I should bring him down also. But like, you know, he couldn't relate to it. Because the reality is, that person's success or lack of success is totally irrelevant to you. It doesn't, you know, when a person's jealous, so that fellow you're jealous of, he has a great day. He has his breakfast, he enjoys his breakfast. He has lunch, he enjoys his lunch. He enjoys his supper, he enjoys his learning, he enjoys his work. He's very happy. You're the one who has problems. Your kishkas are being torn apart. So what do you have out of it? He's having a great day. And you're living two lives. You're living his life and his life, you know? Like, his problems. The person doesn't benefit in any way. Kina Seferim Tarva Kofim. And there was yeshivas which were built on Kina Seferim. You know, the Muslim, you know, spurring people on by looking at somebody else and seeing how much they can accomplish, and you can accomplish more and you can do it. So, there was a bachur in Tells, low self-esteem. He came from, you know, back wherever it came from, very intelligent young man. I put him, we were in the same shit together, I would put him, he was the second best bachur in the shir. That's about out of 60, 70 bachur. But he put himself, like, you know, somewhere like around, you know, fifth from the bottom, you know what I mean? And he used to have, before he went to bed, he had like, it took him like about an hour to go to bed, because before he went to bed, so one of the guys in the dorm used to have, they used to learn Mishnayos a few minutes before he went to bed. So he said, that's a good idea, I should also learn Mishnayos. So he learned Mishnayos before he went to bed. There's another guy used to learn Knock before he went to bed. So he said, that's a good idea, I should also learn some Knock before I went to bed. There's another guy used to learn some Musa before he went to bed. So he had this whole library on his, next to his bed, of all the things he used to learn before he went to bed. So he was learning, you know, a little bit of Mishnayos, a little bit of Knock, a little bit of Tillim, a little bit of Musa, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and it took him an hour to go to bed. Because we moved him before he went, so he'd come back to the dorm exhausted. It's still, because, but it wasn't, it was motivated, like, you know, because if I don't do as much as somebody else, I'm not good. I was talking to Shiva Prime about it, you know, I was getting on my nerves that this fellow was, so he told me that, you know, the line he said was, the line between Rekab Atzama's Kina and Kina Seferim Tarva Chochma is a hair's breadth. A person starts with Kina Seferim Tarva Chochma, and you step over that line to the other side, that when the person feels he's lacking, he feels bad about himself, his mama just says, it's just one hair's breadth away. And you step over that line very easily. And it's not a mahalach, which is a safe mahalach for a person to use. Once upon a time, you know, they had yeshivas which used it, you know, mere in Europe, you know, so they tell stories, you know, this fellow came back to the place that he was sleeping at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he heard that the guy in the room over came back at 3 in the morning, so he said, I was right, I also come at 3 in the morning, the next time he said, until 3 in the morning, you know, it was a competition. Romero Kodesh, you know, talked about the Musik of the company. You know, the author used it, the Rav Chodesh used it. You have to know who you're dealing with. A person has good self-esteem, he feels very confident about himself, very good about himself, you know when to push a little bit, when to pull a little bit. The average bracher, I think nowadays, low self-esteem is a real issue. Looking at somebody else is extremely dangerous. And it's not beneficial in any way, shape, or form for the person. At the end of the day, it's just very negative. The person has to look at what he has, his mindless, what he is accomplishing, the way Chacham you mean what he is accomplishing as opposed to the way Chacham Yisrael, how much he hasn't done, how much he hasn't done, but how much he is accomplishing, a person should be excited about that, be happy with that, and then Baruch Hashem, a person will be able to know with his Baruch Hu, with the Tzimcha, and Aliyah.